knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, he has returned to the podcast, Cameron, my cousin Cameron. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
I think it's the opposite. Just making you watch these Three's Company episodes is torture for you. This is excruciating.
Some more so than others. This last one was brutal.
Okay. Okay, well, then let's just dive into it. Season 2, Episode 19, Jack in the Flower Shop. It aired January 31st, 1978, directed by Bill Hobbin, written by Ziggy Steinberg, Paul Wayne, and George Burdett. Janet hires Jack to work at the flower shop, but the two have difficulty working together. I already know what you think of Jack in the Flower Shop. I liked it, actually. I thought it was a great episode,
what?
Of course, because you didn't like it. I don't know why we have differing opinions on these episodes, but what did you not like about Jack in the Flower Shop?
It just felt like, okay, so Jack's been looking for a job for how long now, right?
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden has Janet like, oh, why don't you? She's been, I saw the episode where Janet became the manager of the flower shop,
right?
Which was over 10 episodes ago.
Right.
Why? Like, okay. So in my mind, it's like, okay, well, guys, we've run out of things for them to do. He needs a job. Let's have him work at the flower shop, right? So then he goes to the flower shop, and it just was just like, I did fall asleep a couple times. I had to, you know, rewind to sort of refresh my memory.
My God.
But like, really? Why does, so he gets the job, and then like, I mean, okay, as a chef, right? I mean, there's some measure of professionalism that Jack would have, and I get it's for the humor, but it was just so over the top.
No, he was being a dick.
He was like purposefully. But then when she, rightfully so, as the manager of the flower
shop, yes.
Right, gets pissed at him.
Janet's right.
He's like an 8-year-old.
Yeah. He's a total.
It was just, and then I'm supposed to, like, everything turns when he falls on the sword for Janet.
Yeah.
Saves her, you know, because I would argue that he distracted her from properly doing her job, which is why, you know, she fucked up in the first place, because he was, you know, being such a lunatic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was just making things right. And then what else happened in the episode? I don't know. It was just like, it just felt like nothing happened.
All your points are right. and I can't argue any of your points. Jack behaved like a total asshole in this episode. There's no way the audience can really, you know, be on his side and defend his actions. And in a way, the episode turns like it's almost Janet's fault. They make it,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
Janet
totally.
Feels guilty about acting the way she's acting, but you're right. She doesn't do anything that anyone else in the world wouldn't do in her position. But the reason why I liked it was not because of the points you hated it for. It was because some of there's other things that, for example, I love Mr. Compton by J.J. Barrie. He returns to the show.
Yeah.
Janet, the Benson wedding. So I love Mr. Compton. So I love him. And then Mr. Harwood, who is one of the customers as well, who's going to spend $15 on his wife.
Yeah.
And then Janet goes, oh, that's so sweet. You're spending all this money. And then his line is classic. He goes, that ought to hold the bat for a while.
Yeah.
And that ought to hold the old bat for a while. And just the old bat as an insult for his wife. It's like such a throwback insult. Like no one says that anymore.
Yeah.
But the way he says it, it's awesome. And this guy, who's played by Mickey Deems, this is his first of 5 appearances as supporting characters in the Three's Company series. So he is definitely someone you will see
again. As the same character?
No, different people. He's always cast as like kind of like a wise ass dickhead.
Okay.
So he's just there to provide some hilarious line like, that ought to hold the old bat for a while. So I like that. And then the third guest star, I like it for the guest stars, maybe. That's what I'm trying to say. Because the third guest star is that the woman who kind of goes tete-a-tete with Mr. Harwood in the flower shop.
Right.
There's two customers who want Janet's attention. So the woman, I don't know how they got her for just a bit part, but that's Natalie Schaefer. That's Mrs. Howell from Gilligan's Island. So anybody who ever watched Gilligan's Island that went on repeats for the next 25 years knows who Mrs. Howell is, even though that show ran, aired in the 60s, that just kept replaying and replaying for decades.
I mean, I even watched Gilligan's Island growing up.
So this is Mrs. Howell. She's the millionaire's wife. She comes on as a bit part with like five lines on this like Three's Company episode. And it's, I guess it's like a decade since Gilligan's Island. Yes, the show's off the air, but everybody in the world would know in 1978 who that lady is in the flower shop. It's the millionaire's wife, Mrs. Howell.
Okay.
So I thought that was crazy. And seeing her again, I was like, oh my God, that's right. She just had this bit part. Maybe it's her doing a favor once again for the producers. I don't know. And it's weird because if you were to watch... And they don't like, she doesn't walk in and they all applaud like, oh, this is the guest, you know? She just has this bit part. She does her scene and she leaves. If that was to happen on, what's the show? Big Bang Theory, right?
Sure.
And they, and.
With like what they did with Bob Newhart, although he was like a very.
But Bob Newhart came on the show and everybody applauded.
Yeah,
it was
true.
Like, oh, this guy is somebody. But she just walked in and out of the scene like it was just, she was ordering fries. She was literally ordering a flower.
Yeah.
And nothing. I thought that was so wild when I saw it. So I thought that was a very interesting part. But, I mean, Jack had some great lines back at Zingers, so, back at Janet, whatever.
If I'm hearing this correctly, you liked this episode, 22 and a half minute episode, and you gave me three reasons, right? All of which amount to maybe 30, 45 seconds of screen time.
Well, I like the zingers. I like Jack's zingers back to Janet.
Okay. There was one part of the episode, I don't know if you, this was something that you caught as well, maybe this was just me, that was very interesting to me, was when Mr. and Mrs. Roper are going back and forth at their apartment. And Mrs. Roper says something because she's throughout this episode, the B storyline, right? Mrs. Right. Roper's trying to get, and it's tied into the flower shop. Again, as I mentioned last week, I appreciate now that the storylines are talking to each other.
Yeah.
Right. So Mrs. Roper is buying herself flowers and to try and make Mr. Roper jealous, which it does. Shocking, you know, shockingly to me, which is again more like water on my fire of like,
he's,
you know,
he's not gay.
Yeah, he or he, you know, doesn't care. She's just a beard. Anyways. So at one point, she leaves and says, I'm just going to go walk around naked, right? Or half naked or something. And then Roper says something defective. Well, you can't do that half naked. You'll scare them away. And the audience, the studio audience, just went crazy. And he, Roper turned and looked into the camera. And like the fourth wall just like came crashing down. And I felt like I was watching like The Office or something. And I don't know if that was... Does that happen? Because that's the first time I'd ever seen that in Three's Company. Is that something that happens often?
What, that Roper looks at the camera?
That he mugs the camera, smiles.
But he's done that with episodes you've watched.
Has he?
Yeah, he has. You watched the first 12 episodes. In the first 12 episodes, he did break that wall. He did.
Wow.
He it's did.
Really, wow. I just must be blacking it out of
my... you're definitely like... eye rolling through the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
And during one of your eye rolls, you missed the part.
Well, maybe just I was, you know, maybe the loud, you know, uproarious
woke
applause
up.
Woke me up. I was like, oh, that's cool.
And then you woke up to Mr. Roper staring at you.
Yeah.
Well, that became a signature thing that he did. That was a signature thing he did after he zinged Mrs. Roper with a good line. He would look at the camera and the crowd would go wild. Okay. However, that line that he looked at the crowd to, I didn't think was too hot.
Not at all. It was terrible.
I thought it was a pretty lame.
Yeah.
It wasn't a zinger. It was
no.
Whatever you call a non-zinger. non-zinger. It was a non-zinger.
Yeah, it was definitely a non-zinger. Well, there are a lot of non-zingers in this one.
Yeah, there were, but there was a couple that got through, that broke through. And I got to say, Mr. Harwood, the Mr. Harwood and Mr. Compton and Mrs. Howell making an appearance on this episode really did it for me. I really liked Jack in the Flower Shop.
Well, that's the last we'll see of Jack in the Flower Shop. I mean, unless they need to recycle, they run out of ideas again, recycle another storyline.
No, I don't think he works for Janet again.
Yeah.
Worked.
That was brutal.